There are warnings this morning that a reluctance by business to employ older workers is costing the economy up to $10 billion a year. Economists say discrimination around employing people older than 55 is placing a strain on public resources. They say giving ageing Australians a job would help stimulate a slowing economy, as Caroline Winter reports.
As Vicky Jarnes wanders a cafe strip in Adelaide's eastern suburbs, she's easy to spot. Her short copper-coloured hair, striking black-rimmed glasses, red lipstick and classy fur-lined coat exude a confidence and a sense of individuality.
I've always loved clothes and I've loved fashion as an expression of self. Having said that, one of my frustrations these days is that there doesn't seem to be the choices for people above a certain age.
At 67, Vicky Jarnes is young by many standards, but she says that's not how society treats people of her age.
I'm frustrated by the stereotyping, for a start, that older people are one homogenous group rather than individuals. One particular thing that I'm frustrated about is the disrespect, devaluing and discounting of the skills, experience, expertise and wisdom of older Australians in the working environment.
Even as a high-level leader in education with advanced digital skills, ageism and age discrimination in the workforce is something Vicky Jarnes says she's experienced.
I can reflect on a situation in the past, around the age of 50, where I applied for a particular position, and in spite of the fact that I had superior skills, knowledge, experience to anyone else that I now applied, I didn't even get considered for the position because I was over a certain age. I mean, you don't get told that. You get told other things, of course. And I was really quite shocked by that.
We're hearing more and more that older workers are experiencing ageism. They can't put their finger on it, but they know it's happening.
Jane Musseret is CEO of Council on the Ageing in South Australia.
We've done some Chatham House Rules conversations with employers. I think, you know, in unguarded moments, they would say that their preference is not to have older workers.
It's reported that almost a third of older Australians have experienced age discrimination while employed or during their search for employment. Jane Musseret says it's a worrying trend considering the ageing population, increasing life expectancy and growing welfare bill for older Australians, not least for women who battle the gender pay gap, have less superannuation and who have slipped into poverty or homelessness.
If you lose your job as an older person, then you are likely to be looking for a job for something like 188 weeks. That is much longer than any other age group, and there is nothing you can do about it.
Experts say it doesn't make economic sense to sideline workers over 55, who currently make up just 16% of the total workforce. And while participation rates among older workers, particularly women, has grown in recent years, employing an extra 1% of the pool of potential older workers each year could be worth an extra $10 billion annually to the Australian economy. Doug Ross is a principal economist at Deloitte Access Economics.
The economy would see about 0.5% increase in size, which is a huge opportunity and one that we could, over coming decades, turn into a really substantial increase in the size of the economy.
In the current climate, it could be one way for businesses to help stimulate a slowing economy, while also benefiting health and social outcomes, reducing welfare dependence, and helping employers plug skills gaps with qualified, experienced workers. But Doug Ross warns while the participation rate of older workers is beating expectations, there are still pockets of outdated attitudes and outright discrimination holding the nation back.
The costs of an ageing population are real, they're large, and they will happen whether we adjust to them or not. So in that environment, the best thing that we can do is to utilise the skills, the experience, the dedication of older workers to help address those challenges rather than allow those challenges to sweep over us without any major response.
He says it's up to employers and potential employees to think differently about how to grow the pie of older workers. And thinking differently is something Vicky Janus is doing. She was forced into an unintended retirement to care for her ageing mother and is refusing to let her years of experience in education go to waste. Now at 67 and after battling some of her own health issues, she's preparing to launch her own business to help Year 12 students reach their highest potential.
After 30, 40 years specialising in one thing which you're passionate about, I believe that that is something that is valuable. And that's my way of contributing and giving back to the community and society in which I live.
That's Vicky Janus, an older Australian about to launch her own education business, ending that report by Caroline Winter.